Moncrief on News Talk.
Shock her, Khloe Kardashian has had some plastic surgery, but only recently did she describe in any great detail all the work she's had done. So does this indicate a cultural shift? That a nip and tuck is no big deal nowadays. Kerry Hanafy of Kerry Hanafy Aesthetics Clinics joins us now. Kerry, how are you?
Hi, great to speak to you this afternoon. Lovely to be on.
So it's not a big deal now, do you think?
No, we've noticed a significant change in the change of kind of people when they're coming in. They're telling their friends, they're excited to tell their friends, they want to tell their friends what they've had done because they look in the mirror, they feel good. We're more natural now. We're looking towards health, really, of the skin. Rejuvenation, regeneration is a word that we use a lot more than just vanity.
Right, okay. But people are still, I assume, coming in to get nose jobs and that kind of thing.
Like our clinic is, it's not a surgical clinic, but we would definitely do non-surgical rhinoplasty and we use dermal fillers. So you can change the look of a nose if somebody feels it needs a profile change. But yeah, you can do that just non-surgically in these aesthetic clinics, which are high street clinics.
Yeah.
You can change the look, you know, your profile look.
Yeah. You know the way that like women in a toilet are great for chatting to each other.
Yeah.
And two women in a toilet will say, "Where'd you get the handbag?" For instance.
Yeah.
Is it your sense that now if two women meet in a toilet, one will say, "Where did you get your nose done?" Or, you know, "Who did your head for you?"
Yeah, who's looking after your skin? Your skin is amazing. You've a lovely glow off you. You just look fresh. Where are you going? What are you getting done? So the newer treatments, people are talking about polynucleotides, and you can see Chloe wrote about polynucleotides, which is the salmon sperm facial. She's spoken about soft wave. You know, these are all treatments that are done in our clinic. She's talked about Botox, anti-wrinkle treatments. Obviously, I'm presuming, you know, that's just the start of what she's had. These are all high street treatments that, you know, we're doing every day.
Yeah. Salmon sperm facial sounds like a porn film.
It does, doesn't it? And we really were trying to get away from, you know, the girls did talk about all the Kardashians spoke about this, and then it kind of kicked off in the clinic. But they're polynucleotides. They're very safe. They're derived from a salmon trout in Italy. And it's the DNA that's extracted, and it just makes your fibroblasts in your skin thicken. And if they're thickened, you've loads of collagen and loads of elastin in your skin. So you, in turn, after three sessions, your skin just looks brighter, healthier, and it restores the kind of volume in your skin.
Okay, and that's injected in, is it?
That's injected in, yes.
Yeah. And you know the way, though, you know, you might say to somebody, "Oh, you have fabulous skin," and then they tell you about their vegan diet and they run 10 miles every day kind of thing. Is it the case you don't really need to do any of that stuff?
You do, absolutely. God, no. We're in conjunction with a gym. Jeez, you have to go to the gym. We need to lift weights. At my age now, I need to do something to strengthen the bone density, and we need to walk. We need to get fresh air. But this is just in conjunction. Whereas we see a lot of people who go to the gym and, you know, and cut their food, and it affects their skin quality. So we're just working alongside people who are super fit, drinking well, eating loads of water. But your skin will still need regenerative treatments, because we've learned now that if you don't touch your skin and just a bit of oil of ulé, it still ages. Whereas we're now trying to slow the process down and inject things that make your fibroblasts and your collagen thicker.
Yeah. And how much can you slow it down by? By which I mean, you know, you can say, "Come to our clinic. If you're 50, we can make you look 35.
And that's the whole, we're trying not to do that. So it's come in at 50, come in at 30, come in at 18, and let's look after your skin. Let's look after if you suffer with
18, Kerry, why would an 18-year-old need that?
An 18 might have oily skin. They still need something for spots. They might need something for their acne. They might have used a lot of sunbeds over the years. They have pigmentation on their skin. So it's just looking after your skin and getting them into a good cleanse. Factor 50 is very simple sometimes with young people. It's not about injections. It's not about Botox or fillers. It's just about looking after your skin.
Mm. Would the eyes be important? Are these people are getting a lot of, or what do they get done to their eyes? Because I imagine it's around the eyes that you can see the aging more.
Yeah, and eyes, you know, you can get your crow's feet. You can do the newest treatment that's out at the moment. A lot of people are having microneedling. So microneedling is a little pen and you kind of scratch the surface of the skin and we put these molecules on called exosomes. And they travel in because you're breaking the skin when you're doing the microneedling and it just restores the skin health. And these little molecules go into the kind of break in the skin afterwards. So they're microneedling with exosomes.
Okay, and then the things like the crow's feet, then they start to flatten out or do they disappear altogether?
So to completely make anything like crow's feet disappear, we try not again say anything can disappear. Nothing can disappear. We're just trying to make you feel and look well and fresh. So Botox is used as an anti-wrinkle relaxant. So Botox is a brand. So there's loads of toxin out in the market and they're a product that goes into your muscles and they affect the nerve endings. So they stop you kind of scrunching up your face. So then you can't make the lines if you can't scrunch your face up.
Okay. And how regularly would one need that treatment?
So you do it again. It's not to say we don't want people coming in all the time. You know, you want to have people maybe they're in every 4 months, maybe 3 times a year doing different treatments. The skin. So the more regular you're looking after yourself on a constant basis, it's rather than coming in and doing loads in one hit, you want to come in on a regular basis 3 to 4 times a year and just to maintain your skin health.
Okay, so sometimes you have to say to people, look, Mary, you know, relax the cacks there, come back in a couple of
exactly.
months, you look great.
Yeah. And we did, especially now COVID helped all that. We definitely, post-COVID, we put the runners on, we put the tracksuits on, we started being more natural looking. The girls, the young girls are definitely not looking for the original Kylie Jenner big lip. That was back in the 2019. So we're now really wanting to look more natural and fresh. And that's why our skin is so important.
Right. Okay. And is there kind of almost like a fashion thing that people, that different sorts of lips are in?
There is, yeah. They were like your eyebrows. But back in the 60s, people plucked their eyebrows and they actually... you know, people at 60, 62, 63, 64, a lot of people won't have an eyebrow because they plucked them. And that was the trend at the time. Style does go in trends and Irish people love a trend. So
yeah.
We're very much a nation, you know, if your friend has this particular perfume, we've got to get it. And you're into BTs or into wherever you can get it and, you know, you want the same perfume.
And if somebody's getting, say, you know, Botox and microneedling, you know, the few times a year, and then they decide, then they, you know, I don't know, their business goes bust and they can't afford it anymore. Does your face then melt off you because you stop the treatment then?
Yeah, no, and we do get asked that a lot. No, and people do, you know, for financial reasons, life changes, people get pregnant, people have illnesses and they can't have the treatment. So no, it doesn't. We just say come back whenever and we can get you back to a point that you were, you like looking in the mirror.
Kerry, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Kerry Hanafy there, owner of Kerry Hanafy Aesthetics Clinics.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.